You don't have to die of cancer.
Du trenger ikke å dø av kreft.
If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke å være lam.
If you've got diabetes.
Hvis du har sukkersyke.
With the doctors, it's impossible.
Men for legen du umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus, it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han bedrer deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three. Jesus, I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Welcome to the show. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio, your source for goth, dark wave, death rock, hardcore, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk in Columbia. I'm your host, DJ D, out of Columbia, South Carolina. Back on the airwaves after being off about a month or so. We're here till 10 o'clock.
Just come and say you love me.
Special show and special edition of the show tonight. I got a lot to play, a lot to talk about, but tonight's edition of the show is going to be our official... Goodbye to Uncle Charlie.
Come on, you can't be.
Hence the song playing right now, an extended edition of Words of Wisdom coming up around 9 o'clock.
I'm your kind, oh, your kind, I can see.
Joining on the Facebook discussion happening right now, you can hit me up on Twitter at DarkIntriesDJD. You can also give me a call at 803-576-9872. It's 276 days until the next Halloween, kids, and this is Dark Entries Goth Radio.
Never had a lesson I ever learned, but I know we all get our turn. I love you, never learn not to love you. Submission is a gift, go on, give it to your brother. Love and understanding is for one another. I'm your kind, I'm your kind, I'm your brother. I never had a lesson I ever learned, but I know we all get our turn. And I love you, never learn not to love you. Never learn not to love you. Never learn not to love you.
Thank you.
kids. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm your host, DJ D. That was finished up the first set of the show there. We kick things off with Uncle Charlie, Charles Manson with Cease to Exist, Tearful Moon, right after with Anxiety, Moth, after that with Frozen Tears, Marcus Midnight, after that with Your Devil. And we just heard from Noctoy Prospect with a track called Acids. Most of everything in that last set, with the exception of maybe Tearful Moon, was stuff that actually I've never played on the show before. So I did quite a bit of work, actually, for tonight's show, finding a lot of sort of obscure stuff, or at least obscure stuff for tonight, for this show anyway, stuff that I've not normally played. But you're going to have some familiar favorites coming up. Actually, in the next set, you're going to have quite a few acts that you guys should know, all of which are ones that I've actually played on the show before. I'm your host, DJ D. This is South Carolina's only weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk, and all that sort of thing on your airwaves here until 10 o'clock. We're going to do a set in a couple minutes, and then we're going to have an extended words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie, being that tonight is the night where we, I guess, we officially say our goodbyes, being that he, I guess, has left us. It's going to be kind of an interesting way to go about it. Yeah, I think you guys are really going to dig it, and it's going to go on. It's not your standard, you know, play a creepy track, hear Charlie come in for a couple of seconds kind of thing. It's actually going to go on for quite a while. So, and then we'll see what kind of room we got left after that to squeeze some more stuff in. I got way more stuff prepared than I have showtime for, so whatever we don't get to tonight, I'll just spill over into next week. So next week should be a pretty good show, too. Or I might actually put it off, because I'm actually thinking next week may be the best of 2017 show. We may knock that out for next week. So, speaking of other stuff happening around town, this week, Wednesday was the first ever Alternative Fusion at New Brooklyn Tavern, featuring Ash Vapor, just providing a playlist and decorations in that for Columbia's return to the goth scenes, return to goth nights. From what I understand, it went off pretty well. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it, but the turnout was pretty good. And totally separate from that, I'm actually doing my own show coming up next month. Feeding Fingers from Atlanta is going to be coming into town. I'll be DJing before and after the band, which is going to be my return to the decks and DJing live in Columbia. We're sort of joining our forces together. I'm also going to be calling that Alternative Fusion. So I think we may actually stick with that name in terms of future events when it comes to Columbia's goth scene. So we'll see if all this takes off. Hopefully it's all going to do very well, and we'll be able to knock out another one next, you know, in March and April and just keep it rolling. So you guys have got to come out to these things. From what I understand, the turnout from this week was actually pretty good. Please come out to the next one, because that's really going to make a determination as to whether, as to what kind of momentum we have, and to see if we can just keep putting these things on and get more bands in here. And we've got some more of some cool stuff, some ideas we got knocked around for other bands and other acts coming in. So it's going to really, I think, amp up and be really cool. Also, sorry about starting a little bit late tonight, because I was actually in a meeting regarding some other projects I've got coming up. So it's all good stuff, but stuff I can't really talk about right now. But trust me, it's stuff you guys are really going to enjoy. So anyway, let's continue the show. What else we want to talk about? Oh, gosh. Are you guys like still like in a Halloween or sort of Christmas mood? Because I kind of am. Like, I'm not done over it yet. Like, I still, Christmas decorations are still up. I still got Halloween stuff up. It's still cold outside. I'm still milking this thing for all it's worth. Hell, we had the Christmas show last week. So by my timetable doing things, we should be knocking out a Valentine's Day show sometime in, like, I don't know, May. And we'll knock out a Halloween show in, like, you know, I'm thinking, like, late November. I don't know. there's no rhyme or reason to any of this stuff. So I'm still very much in that mood. I'm just sort of like in a holding pattern when spring and summer hits, because outside of it being convention season, I'm just kind of like biding my time to the next, you know, holiday season comes around. Although I've got some really cool stuff lined up for the summer, for the coming weeks. We got Mad Monster Party coming up in a couple of weeks in Charlotte. We've got Days of the Dead coming up in May. I'm getting together again with the blogging buddies that you guys know, Bill and Brian. Of course, Bill from A Casserole Disaster and Brian from Review of the World. We're all going to be hanging out again pretty soon and doing stuff. Oh gosh, why am I can't believe I almost forgot this. Today is Donna Purge's birthday. For you guys who love The Purge, part of also why I was late was that I swung by her workplace and wished her happy birthday. So if you're in town, if you're in Columbia, at some point tonight, if you listen to this, go by Tara, ask for Donna, and wish her happy birthday and tell her DJD sent you. That'd be amazing. She would love that. She's busy. She's working, but you know, hopefully she can swing by and say hello for a second. So go by Tara down in the Vista. Ask for Donna. Tell her DJD sent you and said happy birthday, and she'd love that. All right, kids. So let's continue on with the show. I am going to. We got words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie. A very long, extended version of that. Coming up in about, I'd say about 10, 15 minutes right after this set. 803-576-9872 is the number to call. You can hit me up on the Facebook page. Join in on the Facebook discussion. Your entries are getting darkening right now. This is some Virgin Prunes. Be right back after this.
Shall never know. colors ran red. Seek the song of a martyr. For on every side stank the stiff blue dead. Sacrifice to disaster.
Peace and harmony.
All right, the Smiths with Death of a Disco Dancer, and a very, very interesting, cool set there. We started off the set with some stuff from Virgin Prunes with Bao Duck Hung, Sadie Sets after that with Who Fool, who, as far as I'm concerned, is sort of like the Japanese Virgin Prunes in a way. Bauhaus after that with The Spy in the Cab, Daniel Dax in there, who doesn't get near enough play on the show with 16 Candles, and the Smiths was what we just heard with Death of a Disco Dancer. I'm your DJD. This is the Dark Entries Goth Radio. If you're just tuning in for the first time and don't know what's going on, this is South Carolina's weekly radio source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, post-punk, industrial, and that sort of thing. So I think we may or may not have a few new listeners tonight. So if so, thanks for tuning in. I'm here until 10 o'clock. We got another hour of this thing going. Because this is tonight's sort of, in a way, farewell to Uncle Charlie, that we're going to have a very special extended edition of Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie on the show, and that's actually coming up right after this. So stay tuned, kids. We'll be right back after our break here.
On the road again. Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
A George divided against itself cannot stand!
You're listening to WUSC FM and HD1 Columbia.
You alternative music listeners out there, this is Jane Zeha of the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm sure you know who I am. Whenever I'm in
Columbia,
I always listen to
WUSC. Ready for
fire? Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, give it to me right now. Give it to me now.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
When you look inside yourself?
Inside myself, I see everything. I see all. I see the good, the bad, the evil. I see the whole thing.
How much evil is there?
As much as you see.
What do you see?
All of it. Right down the peaks you haven't touched yet. You haven't dreamed, and worlds you haven't conquered. The mind is endless. You put me in a dark, solitary cell, and to you, that's the end. To me, it's the beginning. It's a universe in there. There's a world in there. I'm free.
What did you think of the man?
I don't know what I thought when it happened. I just think a lot of the things he says are true. That he's a child of the state, made by us. And he took their children in when nobody else would. Well, he did. But of course, it's he tracked a lot.
But he went.
Well, he's Barney. He's like any other Beatle kind of fan who reads mysticism into it. I mean, we used to have a laugh putting this, that, and the other in a light-hearted way that some intellectual would read as some symbolic youth generation what's it. But we also took seriously some part of the role, you know. But, I mean, I don't know, what's Helter Skelter got to do with 1970? I've never listened to the words properly, Helter Skelter. It's just a noise, isn't it?
Charles Manson and a
a mind. He's a great mind. He has the heart to go with it. He has the awareness. He has the experience. He's unlike any mind you have now, especially in the White House. That's a joke. You've got nothing there.
Would Charles Manson make a good president?
He wouldn't take that job if you... He wouldn't take that job.
He's not that crazy.
He's not that crazy, no. No, I don't know what he would do. You would have to ask him. All I know is that I have never seen anyone like him on Earth. I have absolute respect for him. He doesn't lie.
Illusion has been just a dream. Valley of death, and I'll find you. Now is when on a sunshine beam. So bring only your perfection, for there must surely be no quote, pain, fear, or hunger. You can't see, you can't see, you can't see.
Understand war. Understand rules, regulations. I don't understand. Sorry.
He's got everything he wants coming from me. Because he gave me everything. He gave me so much. What? He gave me experience. He gave me... He let me in on feeling. He cracked the shell that was trying to be so adult and so cut off from all feelings like we're trained to be.
Well, Lynette Frum met Charles Manson on the street when he was just 18.
Yeah. Actually, it's very good, you know. Because it's something so difficult to do, and I found that if you forget more what you're doing, you know, and try not to be so self-conscious about things that are so normal, people don't notice you as much as if you're, you know, trying to be so shy about everything.
Well, I guarantee you, you will be noticed by this scene as well as others. And talking about scenes in which you'll be noticed, there's a very tender scene with you and Tony Scotti, and I think we'd like to show that to our audience now, and also know that they'll want to see the rest of the film and your performance. And we thank you so very much, and congratulations to you, Miss Sharon Tate.
Thank you.
And now we'll take a look at the scene from Valley of the Dolls.
Crying game.
kids, and we are nearing the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoy that extended Words of Wisdom set there, featuring Uncle Charlie, as we, I guess there's an official send-off to him. I don't know what that means for the show. I don't know if we'll be continuing to do Words of Wisdom from here on out. Probably will, but I figured I'd give an extended one there. In that set, we had backing music by Murder for Angels with a track called Submerged Beginning. Sorry. Also had some Susie the Banshees in there, of course, covering Helter Skelter. That was from the live Nocturne album. Manson Family Jams with I'll Never Say Never to Always. Paradise Lost in there with Forever Failure. That goes out to Mantis, by the way, who's coming up in just a minute. And Skinny Puppy, of course, with Warlock to round things out. That all led into the last set you just heard, which was Ashton Knight with their cover of The Crying Game. Cliff and Ivy, which is a really cool goth duo out of Alaska, with a track called Fossil Fuel. And we just heard Dystopian Society with The City's Breath. That's going to just about do it. So I'm going to do one last proper track, and then we're going to come back and say our goodbyes real quick. And then that's it. We'll be doing our first Rocky Horror edition of the show, or entry of the show. And then we're getting out of here, and I'll see you next week. So I got one last proper track. I'll come back, and I'll say some quick goodbyes, and then we're getting out of here. But to end things here, before we come back, we got some stuff from The Spiritual Bat, a really solid band that I don't play enough of on the show. Skinto on Dark Entries Goth Radio. We'll be right back after this. Kids, it's going to do it. That was a little spiritual bat there for you to end the show. I'm going to say some quick words, and we'll do our required Rocky Horror, then we'll get out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Just a couple quick announcements as far as station stuff goes. We've got some interest meetings coming up for spring 2018 if you're interested in becoming a DJ here at the station. We got one coming up on January 29th, 7 to 8 p.m. in the Russell House Senate Chambers. That's room 322. January 30th from 7 to 8 in room 322 also. And on January 31st, that's next Wednesday from 7 to 8 in Russell House room 208. So if you want to possibly be interested in being a DJ, come to a meeting, see what it's all about. It's a pretty cool thing. Once you kind of get into the process, you get to come out and hang out with cool DJs like me and Mantis coming up in just a second to train. And so that's that. I've seen my babies come in and train with me and then go on to get their own shows, and it's just so adorable. Hi, kids. The Best Metal Roast Show on the radio is coming up in just a few minutes with DJ Mantis with the Nightosphere, so don't go anywhere at all. Speaking of January 31st, next Wednesday, that's the night that Amy Mann comes to Charlotte, and I'm going to be up there seeing that, so I'm so jazzed. A lot of people who listen to the show or know me might be surprised that I actually am a really big hardcore Amy Mann fan, and I really am, so so it's like a big bucket list for me, I can't wait to be. I'm actually got second row, so I'm going to be seeing her next Wednesday. I'll tell you guys about it next week on the show. That's it, kids. I'm out of here. I'll see you next Saturday night, 8 to 10, as always, on 90.5 WOCFM Columbia, and end things as we do for the first Rocky Horror track of 2018. We're getting out of here with some Rocky Horror soundtrack stuff. And I'll see you next week, kids. Same bat time, same bat channel. Keep it spooky.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction.
Picture show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.